again. I better turn on the screen and see what's going on. Hey, I see three kids sitting on the front steps of a house. The computer says it's the kids from the Forsweiss family from Far Rockaway. I'm going to turn up the sound to hear what the problem is.
I'm so excited, Dina. Tati will be home from work any minute now. And today's the day he promised he would take us to Toyland.
Me too, Hillel. I can't wait till he gets home.
Did you decide what kinds of toys you're going to ask Tati to get you?
Look, Hillel, I wrote down a list of all the toys I'm going to get on this piece of paper.
Wow, Dina, that's a long list. I made a list too. Here, take a look.
Your list is even longer than mine.
What about Little Beryl? Do you think he knows what to get?
Let's ask him. Beryl, what kinds of toys are you going to ask Tati to buy you?
I'm going to get a truck, and a boat, and a plane, and a robot.
We're going to need a truck to take all these toys home from the store. Do you really think Tati will let us get all those things?
Remember what I told you, Dina. If we cry and fetch a little bit, Tati will give in. He always does.
Hey, that's not good, Meadows. Those kids are being greedy. They want their father to buy them everything. Well, I've got the perfect tape to play for them right here. Here it goes.
Listen, everybody. There's somebody inside the mailbox playing music.
I met my good friend, Mr. Katz, yesterday. He looked all upset, so I started to say, things can't be so bad, why are you so sad? You better tell me right away.
I'd be just as happy as I was before, if only I'd listened and trusted you more. I ignored your advice, now I'm paying the price. I went with all of my kids to a store!
You went to a store with your girls and your boys?
And it was a big store, a store filled with toys.
But I warned you not.
I know I forgot, why it was a day that I did not enjoy.
I know just what happened, don't tell me a thing. I know, 'cause I took my kids there last spring. When you got to the store and walked through the door, all of your kinderlech started to sing.
We want Lego and Construct, and the hockey set deluxe.
We want baseballs, we want bats.
We want helmets, we want hats.
Like I said to you before, never take kids to a store. All you're gonna hear is,
we want more and more.
I'm sorry, little Schaefer, am I a millionaire? You already have that train, I know it works just fine.
But look, it's such a bargain, only $19.99.
We want cars and trucks, you see, and of course Monopoly.
See this camera, it's so nice. Look, it's made by Fisher-Price.
Like I said to you before, never take kids to a store. All you're gonna hear is,
we want more and more.
Why do you need that Care Bear? There's one at home, I think.
But Tati, that one's yellow, and this one here is pink. Do you see that storybook? It's something that I need.
I'd love to buy it, Shmully, but you don't know how to read.
We want robots that can talk.
And animals that walk.
We want checkers, we want chess.
We won't ever leave a mess.
Like I said to you before, never take kids to a store. All you're gonna hear is,
we want more and more.
They were crying, they were shouting, Why, I'll bet one even screamed. And you whispered, "Please be quiet. We don't want to make a scene." So you bought them all they wanted, more than you can afford. And an hour after you got home, they said,
"Tati, we are bored."
But kids who have good meadows are simply not that way. They know how to appreciate whatever comes their way. Then you could even disregard all that I've said before and let them come along with you. When you go to a store,
what are you doing?
I'm ripping up my list, Tillel. I want to be a kid that has good meadows, so I'm only going to ask Tati for one toy.
Me too. Look, Tati's here. Let's go.
Oh, boy. Baruch Hashem. The marvelous Midas machine did it again. This is great. I can't wait to tell Dr. Meadows, Schlumpy, and Schnooky about it. That is... if I ever see Schnooky again.